No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 28th day of July. We are winding down this month of July this week, which means we will be more than halfway through this year, more than halfway through the Bible. I'm just going to absorb that for a quick second here before we jump in. Wow. If you're new here, welcome. We're so glad that you're here. Just stay with us right here. Jump in. We're welcoming you. You might be a little discombobulated. You hopefully won't feel that way for very long. You will jump right into the scripture. And stay with us. We can always go back if you have time to start from the very beginning, but we recommend highly that you stay right here with us now, and we'll begin again at the beginning of next year. But for now, welcome. We'll scooch in, we'll make room for you, and we welcome anyone that's here that wants to know God through His Word, and know God's Word to have a deeper relationship with God. We are back in the book of 2 Kings today, reading chapter 18, verse 9, and we'll read through chapter 19, verse 37, and then we will finish today by reading Psalm 46, Psalm 80, and Psalm 135. This week we're reading the New International Version. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 9. In King Hezekiah's fourth year, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, marched against Samaria and laid siege to it. At the end of 3 years, the Assyrians took it. So Samaria was captured in Hezekiah's sixth year, which was the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel. The king of Assyria deported Israel to Assyria and settled them in Halah, in Gozan, on the Habor River, and in towns of the Medes. This happened because they had not obeyed the Lord their God, but had violated his covenant, all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded. They neither listened to the commands nor carried them out. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah's reign, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, attacked all the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. So Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent this message to the king of Assyria at Lachish. I have done wrong. Withdraw from me, and I will pay whatever you demand of me. The king of Assyria exacted from Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. So Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the temple of the Lord and in the treasuries of the royal palace. At this time, Hezekiah, king of Judah, stripped off the gold with which he had covered the doors and doorposts of the temple of the Lord and gave it to the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria sent his supreme commander, his chief officer, and his field commander with a large army from Lachish to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem. They came up to Jerusalem and stopped at the aqueduct of the upper pool on the road to the washerman's field. They called for the king, and Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace administrator, Shibna, the secretary, and Joah, son of Asaph, the recorder, went out to them. The field commander said to them, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. On what are you basing this confidence of yours? You say you have the counsel and the might for war, but you speak only empty words. On whom are you depending that you rebel against me? Look, I know you are depending on Egypt, that splintered reed of a staff, which pierces the hand of anyone who leans on it. Such is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who depend on him. But if you say to me, We are depending on the Lord our God. Isn't he the one whose high places and altars Hezekiah removed, saying to Judah and Jerusalem, you must worship before this altar in Jerusalem. Come now, make a bargain with the master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses if you can put riders on them. How can you repulse one officer of the least of my master's officials, even though you are depending on Egypt for chariots and horsemen? Furthermore, have I come to attack and destroy this place without word from the Lord? The Lord himself told me to march against this country and destroy it. Then Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, and Shibna, and Joah said to the field commander, please speak to your servants in Aramaic, since we understand it. Don't speak to us in Hebrew in the hearing of the people on the wall. But the commander replied, was it only to your master and you that my master sent me to say these things, and not to the people sitting on the wall, who, like you, will have to eat their own excrement and drink their own urine? Then the commander stood and called out in Hebrew, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you. He cannot deliver you from my hand. Do not let Hezekiah persuade you to trust in the Lord when he says, the Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah. This is what the king of Assyria says. Make peace with me and come out to me. Then each of you will eat fruit from your own vine and fig tree and drink water from your own cistern until I come and take you to a land like your own, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive trees and honey. Choose life and not death. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for he is misleading you when he says, the Lord will deliver us. Has the God of any nation ever delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they rescued Samaria from my hand? Who of all the gods of these countries has been able to save his land for me? How then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand? But the people remained silent and said nothing in reply, because the king had commanded, do not answer him. Then Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace administrator, Shibna, the secretary, and Joah, son of Asaph, the recorder, went to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and told him what the field commander had said. When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shibna, the secretary, and the leading priests, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. They told him, this is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of distress and rebuke and disgrace, as when children come to the moment of birth and there is no strength to deliver them. It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the field commander whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to ridicule the living God, and that he will rebuke him for the words the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, pray for the remnant that still survives. When King Hezekiah's officials came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them, tell your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. Those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Listen, when he hears a certain report, I will make him want to return to his own country, and there I will have him cut down with the sword. When the field commander heard that the king of Assyria had left Lachish, he withdrew and found the king fighting against Libna. Now Sennacherib received the report that Tirzah, the king of Cush, was marching out to fight against him. So he again sent messengers to Hezekiah with his word, "Say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let the God you depend on deceive you when he says, 'Jerusalem will not be given into the hands of the king of Assyria.' Surely you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the countries, destroying them completely. And will you be delivered? Did the gods of the nations that were destroyed by my predecessors deliver them, the gods of Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the people of Eden who were in Tel Assar? Where is the king of Hamath or the king of Arpad? Where are the kings of Ler, Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva?" Hezekiah received the letters from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, "Lord, the God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. Listen to the words Sennacherib has sent to ridicule the living God. It is true, Lord, that the Assyrian kings have laid waste these nations and their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire and destroyed them. For they were not gods, but only wood and stone fashioned by human hands. Now, Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, Lord, are God." Then Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent a message to Hezekiah. "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I have heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is the word that the Lord has spoken against him. Virgin daughter Zion despises you and mocks you. Daughter Jerusalem tosses her head as you flee. Who is it you have ridiculed and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes in pride? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers you have ridiculed the Lord, and you have said, 'With my many chariots I have ascended the heights of the mountains, the utmost heights of Lebanon. I have cut down its tallest cedars, the choicest of its junipers. I have reached its remotest parts, the finest of its forests. I have dug wells in foreign lands and drunk the water there. With the soles of my feet, I have dried up all the streams of Egypt. Have you not heard? Long ago I ordained it. In days of old I planned it. Now I have brought it to pass, that you have turned fortified cities into piles of stone. Their people, drained of power, are dismayed and put to shame. They are like plants in the field, like tender green shoots, like grass sprouting on the roof, scorched before it grows up. But I know where you are, and when you come and go, and how you rage against me. Because you rage against me, and because your insolence has reached my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will make you return by the way you came. This will be the sign for you, Hezekiah. This year you will eat what grows by itself, and the second year what springs from that. But in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Once more, a remnant of the kingdom of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, he will return. He will not enter this city, declares the Lord. I will defend this city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 100 and 85,000 in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. He returned to Nineveh and stayed there. One day, while he was worshiping in the temple of his god, Nisroch, his sons Adrammelech and Sharezer killed him with the sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat, and Esarhaddon, his son, succeeded him as king. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is with her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 80. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might. Come and save us. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the sun you have raised up for yourself. Your vine is cut down. It is burned with fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the Son of Man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of your God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings: Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We declare the word, the same word that is in the psalm that we read today. You are God, and there is none above you, although we place many things above you in our lives. May we remember, as we strive to be more like you, knowing we are made in the very image of you, that you are both holy and mighty. You alone are God. You are our very present help in time of trouble. We can be still and know that you are God. And we hold this place of reverence for you and live in the fear, not to be afraid of you, but to live in the fear of all that we cannot fathom about you, while we long to be known by you and to know you at the same time. Thank you for wanting to know us. My hope is that we will strive to be like you, by knowing your ways, by knowing your thoughts, by knowing what you call good and what you declare evil, and that we would turn from evil and we would walk in the goodness and the righteousness that is you. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that's the free app. Take a look around. Check out the store, check out the resources, check out the community section. There are lots of things there for you to take a little tour of on the website or on the free app. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and to every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are really eternally grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or again, utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand section, or look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone, that's previously called in several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That's the number for chronological. Or again, You can utilize the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. We'll be back in the book of Isaiah together. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning. This is the Green Thumb from Nebraska. I would just like to ask for prayer for my grandson's mom. My son and her have not been together for probably a year, I guess it's been. She had went back to a guy that she had had a previous relationship with, and we just found out that she has been mentally, maybe physically, being abused, and she was able to get out of that relationship. We wondered why we would get word that she didn't have my grandson on her week's visits, and it's because her boyfriend said that he was annoying. And so he would go to his grandparents' houses and everything, which is fine. But then my grandson and his mom are not having that mother-son relationship like God intended it. And so I just ask that you would use this, Lord, to work a miracle in Adina's life. Her name's Adina. And we still love her. She will always be my grandson's mom. And we just want the best for her, for sure. Thank you, D.A.B.
Hello, hello. This is Walking in Truth from Florida. And I just wanted to call in because for a week or two, I've had it on my heart to call in and pray for those who have recently been released from prison or are listening now. First and foremost, I am so encouraged when I hear an incarcerated brother or sister call in and say that they are finding comfort, they're finding hope, they're finding a family here at the DAB or DABC family. And I just want you to know that you are a part of this family, that you are loved and that you are important, and that we are cheering you on, and that we want what God wants for you, and that is for you to be a victorious, so that he will be honored and praised, and he will be given glory, and that others might come to know him by your testimony. And one of the brothers who has been recently released was having a hard time finding employment. They were having a hard time finding a place to live because of the criminal record. And I just was brought to mind the Apostle Paul when he was still Saul, and he was just newly converted. And he went into all the synagogues, and he was so zealous for Jesus because he encountered him in a real way, and none of them believed him. And they were actually terrified of him. But God just kind of stole him away and allowed him to grow quietly in his knowledge and understanding. And he prepared him for great things. So for those of you who are in that same situation, God's got you, and he will take care of you just like he did Saul. And he's got great plans for you. I don't have time to pray right now, but I just wanted to encourage you with that word and let you know we love you.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to pray for some of our brethren that are calling, that they need our prayers. So many have put down the names, and I'm praying for all of you. Every day I pray for the prayer point for the day. Anyone that call, we're not calling to pray out, but be rest assured that your prayer point is being prayed for. I want to pray for baby Genesis' mother. You're calling in for that God should open the door for job as a counselor in a school. We're praying for you. And we want to call one of our sister again, calling that she's divorced last year, that her regret is that she didn't call for prayer before that time, and you're praying to that God should touch your post heart for reconciliation. Sister, we're praying for you. God will do it. You know, for you to call and humble yourself. The Bible says that if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray, he will answer. For us to even pray or ask for prayer is humility. And God sees our hearts. Sister, we are praying that your heart desire for reconciliation is going to happen. And I want to call in for one of our brothers that call in, say the father has had a heart condition. His father has had heart condition for a long time. Right now, he's believing God for a miracle. Brother, I want you to know we're with you in prayer. And so many other people that call. I may not remember your name. I may not remember your prayer point at this moment. But we are praying for you every day. Be rest assured that this good God will perfect all that concerns you. Father, thank you. We present our sisters and brothers to you. Do what only you can do. Turn our situation around.
Hello, this is Daughter of Silversmith, and I wish you peace and mercy. I'm going to pray now for all the people that work full-time jobs and the ones working part-time jobs that are barely making it. I know that there's people out there that go hungry the whole day at work just so they can make a paycheck. And I appreciate that you're trying to make a way for you and your family. And I appreciate the fact that some of you out there don't feel emotionally ready to go out there and work, but you do what you have to do. Lord Jesus, I pray you bless every one of these people, Father. They need you more than ever. I pray that in their weakness, your strength will be perfect and that you'll watch over them and that you'll keep giving them enough to keep breathing and keep going ahead and praising your name. I pray you just watch over them, Father. Just whisper encouragement in their ear as their days go through. And I pray you bless them from head to toe and that they will remember to clothe themselves in Jesus Christ and to put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, they can stand and stand firm. In Jesus' name, amen.